to celebrate Jesus this morning. In Mexico, the children sing Nosotros para Jesus in honor of him. It means Jesus is waiting for us.
Thank you.
good tidings of his salvation from day to day.
Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice.
Oh. In case you're wondering who this group is, 10 years ago we disbanded after having started this group. I believe it was late 1972 or 1973. God put us together and we sang together for a number of years. We've added to the group. You'll meet another couple who will come up in a moment who came into our group later. But the original group consisted of Mike Bruce as the bass player and also drums, but he was afraid to bring his drums with him. He's from St. Louis. He flew in yesterday with his wife Ada to be with us. Over here on my right is Arlie Francis, who plays lead guitar, And he is now at the Northeast Church, one of our sister churches that started out of Wayside. Then we have Guy Bachman, who plays bass guitar. And he, too, is at our Northeast Church, our sister church. And this guy with the trumpet, Joe Dean, is from Dallas. He has not played with us for about 10 years. And he just arrived on a plane at 9:30 this morning. So we're going to see what it sounds like after... after 10 years. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord this morning. Something special about that name. I want to introduce over here on the piano to Rosie Buss. I forgot her. Rosie plays the piano and sings alto, and she was part of the original group, along with her husband, who is one of our two sound men, Ken Buss and Steve Sternitsky. Two members who came shortly after we started the group, Dave and Beth Player, and Dave sings bass and Beth joined us on alto. And then one member that could not make it here was Debbie Ward, who played the violin for a number of years and is now back with the Riverside Symphony Orchestra in California. They tried to work it out, but they couldn't, so we have all but one who are here.
All things In everything give thanks and praise to his holy name. For he is ruler over all,
the good and bad the same.
The good and bad the same.
All things work together for good to them who do his will.
All things work together for good, his purpose they fulfill.
It's a medley, and it expresses our love to our Lord Jesus Christ for what he has done to make this day possible. If you know it, sing along with us as we conclude this part.
Jesus, how
Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Yes, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of every part of my life.
Jesus, be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my
heart. Tonight, we're going to have a lot of groups singing, and we will have all of these people back again tonight for some of our faster numbers. Bill Kinsey is our district superintendent here, and he's going to share just a brief word. We would like at this time for all the pastors and elders to come up. We want the congregation to join with us. You can't kneel where you are, but you can bow your heads in a moment. We'd like for all the pastors and elders to come up and just kneel across the platform. And Bill is going to dedicate this facility with us to our Lord today.
Well, this is a great and a wonderful occasion. It's a wonderful occasion because it's filled with wonder of what the Lord has done and what the Lord is going to do through this congregation in the days ahead. Many of the churches have been praying and following with interest what is going on here. You know, you're the largest of the 31 churches in the South Central District, and so in that way you're a real leader and a testimony to the others. I know these other churches have been praying for you and following with interest through the Beacon, through the district highlights, by word of mouth and by my own words as I've spoken with them. And they're with you today. They're with you in their prayers and with their hopes for the future in this congregation. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful this morning for all that you have been doing, for the testimony of this congregation, and for what you have done through them. And Father, we want to express through prayers of David, as the people of God had gathered together, those offerings that they have brought for the new temple. He prayed, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who are we that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Father, this is a high and a holy occasion when we dedicate this place of worship and this congregation to you. We praise you for the miracle providing the finances for a debt-free building. We praise you for the faithfulness of your people who gave sacrificially. We praise you in anticipation of what you will accomplish in this place for boys and girls, and young men and women and families, the singles and retired people. We praise you, Lord, as your word is taught and preached, and as you are honored and worshiped in this place. Father, we pray that this congregation of your people will dedicate themselves just as this place for worship and teaching is dedicated, and that the leaders and the people of this church will continue, Father, to be a testimony in this district and to this community. And Lord, we pray that the Christian life and teaching of this church will remain living and vibrant and relevant to the needs of the people. Father, to this end, we dedicate this place of worship and teaching. We dedicate these leaders, Lord, and this congregation of your people to be used for your honor and for your glory, now until you return, in Jesus' name.